Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully you sheep have
learn something. I told you that I had read the Bible twice, and now I'm reading it for the third time. It says, I ask that our Father add a blessing to the hearers of the word that was just read and understand what was read to them. It's telling you, in a sense, that the child that was taken over in Egypt was not a white child, Christ, but they have lied to you all. And I'm trying to help you understand and see that Jesus was a brown or black child that was taken over into Egypt, and not a white child, because a white child would be spotted or known by everyone. So Jesus had to be brown or black going into Egypt. And that's what I want you all to get from that lesson. I hope that you learned. Now, we have read 1 Samuel 14 maybe 2 weeks ago, three. Now we are in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23. And I am going to pick up there and read as much of that as I can to you, sheep. And hopefully you will listen and understand that I did not talk as I am talking now about 2 months ago. I have had a relapse. I'm talking as I am now. Nonetheless, I am going to read to you the best that I can, and hopefully you will pick up your Bible. And I read from the, let me see, what kind of Bible is this? I have forgotten already. I read from the Old and New Testament of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. So we are in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23, and that's where I will start reading from today. I want you all to read along with me, and hopefully you will see and understand the struggles that I have had to go through to get to this point. When the Lord first told me to do this, feeding his sheep, and I thought feeding his sheep was meaning to preach to you all, but I also thought I should read the Bible because I didn't know it, and I should not be preaching what I don't know. So I read the Bible twice, trying to prepare myself to preach, but it's better for me to read to you all, and I should have did this over. I was about 27 years old when he first told me to feed his sheep in a dream. So, but I would not do it. It took me 10 years ago. The 10th year will be in August the 11th of this year. So it took me 27 years to try and read the Bible to you saints. That's what I'm going to do my best at doing. So follow along with me We are in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23. And it reads, "And as he talked with them, behold, there came up a champion." Oh, let me go back and read to you. I was supposed to read from, it was in Matthew 2 and 17. Let me find it quickly and read Matthew chapter 2, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring word to thee, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother night into and departed into Egypt, and he was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled by which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." Well, I had to read that again because I did not remember if I had read that to you, see, in heaven, bless the reading of his word, and you understand. Now, let us go back to 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 23. Now, I'm not beginning. I'm not being senile. And he talked with them. Behold, there came up the champion, the Philistines of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to these same words. And David heard them, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man that has come up surely to defy, I think another word you can use for defy is resist Israel. It shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter to make his father's house free in Israel." So the man that kills Goliath would get the king's daughter, and the king will make his father's house free from Israel. He will not have to pay any taxes or anything like that. Verse 27, 6, "And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to this man that killeth this Philistine and taken away the reproach. Reproach, I think, means criticism from Israel. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy, that means criticize the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be to the man that killeth him. And Eli, it's spelled E-L-I-A-B, his oldest brother, heard him when he spake to the men. And Eli's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why comest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness and bad behavior, the naughtiness, thy heart, for thou art come down, for thou might see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the same manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine, And Saul said to David, are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, but thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant keep his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lion out of the flock, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after it, and smote him, and delivered it out of the mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defiled armies of the living God. Resisted, defiled means resisted the armies of the living God. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paws of the lion and out of the paws of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul isn't David with his armor and put a helmet of brass upon his head? Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And a coat of mail is like a coat of armor that mail will not penetrate. And David guarded his sword upon his armor, and he analyzed to go, and he had not proved means tested it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proven or tested them. And David said, pull them off. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine, and the Philistine came and drew near to David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked up and saw David, he was disdain means, or he was angry at him. And he said, well, and he was but a youth, a ruddy. Ruddy means reddish, and of a fair countenance. A countenance is a face, facial structure. So he was fair looking. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David. Excuse me, she had to belt by his guys. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. And David said, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and a shield, and I, in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who has defiled thou hast defiled. Defiled means resistance. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hands, and I will smite thee and thy head off thee, and I will give thee carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, and that the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assembly shall know the Lord saveth not with sword and fear, for he battle, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came, drew near to meet David, that David rushed, that David hasted. That means he was in a hurry, a rush, and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and sling it, and it smote the Philistine in his forehead, and the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the ground, to the earth. And David prevail means won over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in hand of David. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath. A sheath is a case thereof, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And the Philistines saw their champion was dead. They fled, and the men of the Israel, and let me read verse 52 again. And the men of Israel and all of Judah arose and shouted and pursued means followed the Philistines, and until they came to the valley and to the gates of Ekron, spelled Ekron, and the wounded of the Philistine fell down the way of Shearim. They spelled Shaarim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. Gath is spelled Gath, and Ekron is spelled Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistine, and they spoiled their tents, whatever they felt like was good to take from them out of their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine, and brought it to Jerusalem, and he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain, verse 55, and when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of hosts, Abner, whose son is this you? And Abner said, as thou so livest, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, and wh- whose son this sampling is, a sampling is a boy or a lad, is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said unto Abner, "Whose son art thou, thou young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of thy servant Jesse the Bethlehemite." And that's the end reading of chapter 17. I pray that you all read along with me and understood. And if not, at another time, take your Bibles and read chapter 17 and understand. Excuse me, see, I am belching because looking at 1 Samuel chapter 18, and I want to start reading from there in these next 11 minutes that I have for this program. Chapter 1 Samuel chapter 18, and I will read as much of it as I can. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him from that day and would not. Let me read verse 2 again. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more to his father's house. And Jonathan and David were made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garment, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in their sight of all the people and also into sight of Saul's servant. And it came to pass as David when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet Saul with tabret joy and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another, and they played and said, "Saul has slain his thousand and David his 10,000s." And Saul was very wroth, that means angry, and the saying displeased him And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me he had ascribed but 1,000. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. And it came to pass on the morrow at evenings that evil spirit came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house, and David played his hand, and as at other times, there was a javelin in Saul's hand, and Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David aborted out of the presence twice. And Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him, and departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from him and made him his captain over 8,000. And he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and he was with him, and the Lord was with him. Therefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very, was afraid of him, but all Israel and Judah loved David, because he went out and came in before them. And Saul said to David, behold, my oldest daughter, Merib, that's spelled M-E-R-A-B, Rab, to wife, only be thou valiant, that means brave, for me, and fight the Lord's battles. And Saul said, not my hand be upon him, but that the hand of the Philistines be upon him. And David said unto Saul, who am I, and what is my life, or my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king? But it came to pass at the time Merib, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, she was given to Adriel, that's spelled A-D-R-I-E-L, the more Mephibosheth, to her wife, that's spelled M-E-H-O-L-A-T-H-I-T-E, to wife. And Michael and Michelle, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul and the thing pleased him. And Saul said to him, in verse 21, I will read it and stop there. And Saul said, I will give him her, and she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Therefore Saul said to David, thou shalt this day be my son-in-law. And the one of the twin, let's stop at verse 22. And I will start there next time. 1 Samuel 18 and verse 22. Now, let us have a closing prayer because I only have 2 minutes left. Let's thank our Father in heaven for the protection that he gives us from the evil one, and thank him for all the good things that he does for us. In Yeshua's name, I say this prayer. Amen. Remember, sheep, James chapter 4 and verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be with you this Friday. Other things I want to say to you, sheep, I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, or Apple Play and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up. My nephew produced it. He's a graduate of Columbia College of Chicago, Illinois. I am so proud of him. I heard this morning the newscasters on Channel 4 that I watch every morning at 6 o'clock said that he was a graduate of Columbia College. I have been there, and that's a fine college. A lot of people may not go there. So I'll talk with you next time. Remember, our Father loves you, and I love you too, but he loves you more. I want you to read Samuel chapter 18.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place their heart, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know he's love forever. We've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause he's